Many times Paul looked like, I imagine it looked like to him that he wasn't going to make it. But you read the 2 Corinthians, I believe the 11th chapter, you'll find out that he said, I was in perils of robbers, perils of this, perils of that, perils of that. And you go through that chapter and you find out Paul came out victorious over every one of them. And your faith will not fold on you if you keep your heart. And that's why you want to keep your heart full of the Word of God. Because your faith is what caused the power of God to move. And faith works by love, and faith releases the power, and the power gets the work done. Amen. And then he said, take the helmet of what? Salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? My son, pay attention to my word. Incline my ear to my saying. Because the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It cuts whichever way you sling it. There and the enemy has no defense for this word. And that's why he does what he does. Try to keep you from getting into the word. Putting the word first place. And walking it out every day. That's why he does what he does. But Jesus said, and we looked at this last week, Jesus said, you can have what you say. And so you dress yourself, you arm yourself, you be ready to speak, ready to act, ready to pray, ready to walk, say, do, in every situation come, because you have to deal with many things in life to deal with, and Satan is constantly trying to cheat you out of them, rob you of them. If he can't get your help, he'll try to get something else. If he can't get you, he'll work on your family. If he can't get your family, he'll mess with your money. If he can't get that, he'll work on you being faithful to reading your Bible and attending the assembly. See, some people, they only attend 3 times a year. Christmas, Easter, and Chewing Day. And since we don't have that here, I guess they only attend twice. Amen. But God said, attend to my words, for they are life to those that find them, and help to all thine flesh. Another scripture that came up, and why God wants you to do this is in Isaiah 55:8-9. Said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And that's why God brought you over on his side. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. As the heaven is what high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your way, says the Lord. And so you want to do the word. Give your attention to the word to do it. And this is what James said. And this is where we will, I think we'll conclude on this one. But this is what James said. I'm going to read this from, I'm going to do King James, but let me see what I put down. Yeah. I read this from several different scripture, translation rather. James 1:22. James 1, let's do the King James. I'll pick up some more if I need to. He said, But be ye what? If y'all can put that up, be good for the. Be ye doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. They're doing what? Deceiving your own selves. Let me get there because I want to do another. Yep. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Deceiving your own self. Here we go. For if any be a what? Hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and do what? Continue therein. He being not a what? Forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Notice, a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. True religion undefiled before God the Father is this: to the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I read that to the King James, and I want to read this from another translation, and I didn't put it down. Let me see. Anyway, this may be the one. Listen to this one. New Living. But don't just listen to God's word. Don't just listen to it. You must do what it says. Don't just listen to the word. You must do what it says. You got to put it to. The word has to be put to work. How do you put the word to work? Be you doers of the word. How do you put it to work? You speak it. You act upon it. You say it, and you put action to what you say. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. If you just listen to the word, that word good. You know, y'all, you listen to me right now. And what is this all about? To encourage you to go find out and search it out further, and then put it into practice tomorrow, tonight, and tomorrow, next day, next week, next month, next year, and on. Why? He told us earlier, because this is life. What do you want? What are you looking for? Life, but life is in the word. How do you get the life out of the word? Be a doer of it. Put it into practice. Walk in the light of it. Do what it says. The word has something to say how T and I respond, my wife and I, how we respond, you. The word has to say how I respond on when it comes to workers, employees, and employers. How I respond when I go out among people. So I put it into practice. How I respond with my own body. How I respond in my own prayer life. How I respond praying together with you. How I respond or how I act or what I do. When it comes down to preaching, I should be searching the scripture.